Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Red Hood of AMC Press & Co. Tonight's episode, entitled The Dirty Word Bandit, some of the articles that we are using in tonight's program, one of which is very much still happening, which is the one that we are going to be parodying in Alabama. You'll find out exactly what they're using or they used to escape. All we know is that 11 of the inmates are captured. There is one on the loose. If you do see somebody, do say something. Do seriously call 911. And now, also, this might get a bit... the language used might get a bit, adult. So if you have any kids in the room, please get them out of here. Other than that, we hope you enjoy the show. So, yes. And along with me are Pink Hood and Johnny. Green Hood and Black Hood are out.
Yes.
Right. However... Hello, everyone. So, tonight, we are basically, we had a call in to, we had a call into the studio that was really startling. There was a woman who called into 911. And we got the call by accident.
Right,
totally.
Yeah.
She said, "Help, please. I have a boa constrictor stuck to my face." The dispatcher, "Ma'am, you have a what?"
"A what?"
"A boa constrictor stuck to my face." "I'm sorry, a boa constrictor stuck to your face." "Okay, so then... that means, yes, excuse me, hold on a second. Yes, I have a boa constrictor stuck in my face, and, I just rescued it yesterday." "How could you have rescued it yesterday and it stuck to your face, ma'am?" The fact is that, the reality is that our steak...
"Are you shooting con?" 411?
"No, she didn't call 411, Pink."
"Are you sure she didn't call 411?
"No.
Sure she didn't call 411?
"Hello, information. Yes, how may I help
"Hello,
you?"
"Information.
Be sure."
"Yes. Yes.
"Hello, information.
Yes, I'd like to, maybe this was the day before. This is probably what went down the day before. "Hello, information. Yes, I would like to get where boa constrictors are rescued." "Okay, hold on, please. I will get you that listening now." The beauty of 911 calls and information calls is they get routed to the same center. One half takes 411, the other half takes 911. And if they say it's a medical emergency, well, you're fucked. The fact is that Pink.
Hey, at least they didn't call 911.
I couldn't help. I couldn't help.
"Like, I'm sorry I couldn't help, can't help you, but there's an accident on the bridge somewhere."
Exactly. "There's an accident on the bridge, and I can't really help."
You know, 511, traffic information, you know.
Right.
Yes. 511.
Right. Yes,
501.
501. Oh,
yeah. 511 used in many states.
511. 311 is a popular one. 211 is a great one. 111, you're just going to get, "Hello, hi, yes, you've reached heaven, how may we help you? Are you recently dead or deceased? Yes? You don't..." Press 9 to be bumped up to the next line. You know, that kind of thing. So, yes, we have a boa constrictor wrapped around her neck. She was unable to pry open its mouth, and the boa constrictor bit her. You know, and also, you know, and then we got another call. This one from Alabama. Alabama reported inmates running amok and trying to escape with the commissary's peanut butter. Yes, for all you, you know, God knows how did they, you know, the prisoners took advantage of the new guard that was working the control room, and pretty much, you know.
Didn't they also change the numbers of their? I heard that they supposedly changed the numbers on their cells to then escape. If I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yes.
With the use of peanut butter.
Yeah, using the peanut butter to obscure the number from the jail cell, and then yelling at the unidentified guard to open and let them. To let them in the cell.
Or let them
they
out
changed
of
the
cell.
Number. They changed the number over the door with peanut butter. And then they had to open the door so and so. But the number of inmates, the number the inmates gave the workers was outside the door.
Right.
So then the fact that is that this woman with a boa constrictor ran down to Alabama with a boa constrictor on her neck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also
might that be deadly?
Oh yeah, very deadly, but you know, she thought that the boa constrictor would actually love to entertain her, just like a snake flies out of a snake that we all love to see with the Indian snake charmer. Instead, it's a boa constrictor. So the guy is going, no, it's not. What you think it is, it's not a simple grass.
No.
No.
No, that doesn't work.
No, not even doesn't work. Doesn't even hold weight, you know. So, you know, in my haste.
It's like snake.
In my haste.
Meets Alabama.
Snake meets Alabama.
Oh, that should be good.
Yes, right.
Yeah, no, it was...
That should be good, like, snake and Alabama.
Snakes and Alabama. And...
That's got parody written all over it.
Oh, yes. And, snakes and Alabama... Snakes
it's
and
like,
Alabama...
Wait, snakes, Alabama? That should go
thank
good.
You. Thank you.
They should be interesting. Especially when there's snakes and wait, or even better yet, snakes, planes, police. It's a good way to start off.
Snakes with police.
Yeah.
Good.
Snakes.
Good luck winning the lottery.
Yeah, snakes with police.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you'll be dead within the hour.
Yep. Joke there is, Alabama does not have a lottery.
No, they don't.
At least not yet.
Not yet. But at the same time,
convicts that use peanut butter. So
yes,
peanut
escape
butter,
convicts.
What were they attempting to do? So escape convicts use the peanut butter I'm sure the person who came up with peanut butter would be happy for this new use of the deception.
Right.
Or not a good use for peanut butter.
And also,
like,
also the funnier thing about, like, the fact is that we don't know whether they're still out there. This is true. We're not parodying this. We don't know if they're still out there. But do you think that
it's very hard. It's extremely hard. It's extremely hard to actually getting and even making fun of parodying this when the situation is that those convicts are still out there.
Right.
Are on the run. It's extremely hard to parody.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Because the reality of a parody is that we could go into now what kind of peanut butter they actually did use. Was it Peter Pan? Was it Skippy's? Was it...
Right. But I'm just saying as...
If it was like me,
a parody. However, it still becomes a bit twisted to think that these people are still out there. If you could get the drift,
listen.
These people are still out there. You don't know where they are.
Hopefully, it wasn't Skippy
peanut
butter.
There's a hefty reward.
If it was just peanut butter, then somebody would.
I hope it wasn't Skippy peanut butter.
No, because then it would just be a joke.
Oh, God.
Then it would just...
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, wait, that's my Skippy peanut butter.
Give me my Skippy peanut butter.
I love my Skippy peanut butter.
Exactly.
But they can't use almond butter in...
No, they can't, because they...
What if they have a peanut allergy?
Exactly.
See,
yeah.
If they had a peanut butter allergy,
yeah,
that would be hilarious, because they would smell the peanuts and begin dying properly in their cells. You know, and go, I can't escape tonight. Why can't you escape, Horace? I can't escape because of the fact that I'm allergic to peanut butter. Why are you allergic to peanut butter? I don't fucking know. I'm a fifth grade teen. Leave me alone. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And
right.
Also the reality of the reality of it is that, you know, when prisoners are detained, they're brought back, they're chained up, and then they release their cells, and they're like, oh, look, home. But, you know, which brings me to, if he met, the fact is
like,
that if...
Yes, Red Hood?
The fact is if they...
Yes, Red Hood?
If they tried to, you know, then the thinking is okay, so we've escaped with peanut butter. We're out in the woods. Are we out in the woods yet? Yeah, we're out in the woods yet. Now, okay. Now, does anybody see any bears? Oh, shit. There's a bear. It seems that I have...
Yes, they have to watch out for bears. They also have to watch out for, And they're evading the police. Cop the police, too.
Or
they
a police
just have the
dressed
bears
up as a tree.
To worry about. They have the authorities, too.
you know, and the fact of that is that the factor of this is
for
yeah, I mean,
and does a bit of Home Alone esque stuff, so that's possible too.
It's totally yeah, but it's totally possible. But the funny thing about it is that when it's not totally possible. And you're stuck in the woods with peanut butter hands.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to get crap.
Whoa. Sorry about that.
Right.
Yes,
well,
and
peanut butter, doesn't that attract bears,
whoops,
deer, and other wildlife?
Yes, but bears and beer and stuff like that,
so...
come on.
And it means that guess who will be having, they're going to have to figure out, they will be caught with who stole the peanut butter. Not who
yeah.
stole the cookies, but who stole the peanut butter. And to make it a very, very interesting scenario.
I mean,
it's like, no, I didn't steal the cookie. But it's, no, you didn't steal cookies.
I didn't steal cookies from the
prison.
Cookie jar.
No, you stole. You stole specific cookies from the specific cookie jar. What?
Right.
You stole peanut butter cookies, and then you stole almond
mm-hmm.
cookies, which were quite good, and then you created popovers, and then you stole the peanut butter that went into the popovers and escaped with
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
And now prison time, but in the rec room of the Alabama prison, they took back all of the cookies and they said, "Hey, you want some?" In a very good fashion, just going, "Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes." These are very, very, very good. And also, they're very good and very tasty. Did you bake these yourself?
Mm-hmm. I will. I bake them themselves. I bake everything myself.
And also, I baked everything.
Hmm.
I mean, I baked everything
sure
myself.
Sure you did at this point.
yeah. At this point, I baked everything myself. In the kitchens. Did you? Yes, I did. I baked everything myself. What about you? Oh, I didn't bake anything, did you? You know, I didn't bake anything. And you baked almost everything, right? Yes, I did. I baked everything.
Hmm.
But I baked everything, and I was going to cross the wall when you tackled me. Why did you tackle me? I tackled you because there was a call from a person who had a boa constrictor, and also there was another call that they saw you escaping over the wall. And yeah, that's what happens. Is that?
Yes, it is.
That's what happened.
Yes,
and then,
it is.
And then also we got a we got another thing.
We got some stuff.
We've got. We've got. We've got another thing. Have you ever heard?
Of what?
Have you ever heard of a person having a kid and starving?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, this is in Florida, right? So we go from Alabama to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
A Florida mom brings along her child during an armed robbery.
Mm-hmm. Not smart. At all.
First off, are you mental?
It's almost like the kid go. The kid's gonna be in a. It's like, wait, why am I going to this now? Why? Why is this even happening? Oh, wait. Stupid people do stupid things.
Stupid people do stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid people do stupid things, and bringing your kid to an armed robbery, hilarious.
Hilariously
in,
stupid.
Hilariously stupid. Yeah, we've got you under attack or under arrest. Do anything. What? I have the kid with me. You know.
Right.
I have the kid with me.
So,
and
really,
there's no more.
Yeah. It's a bit messed up, if I say so myself.
It's a bit messed up, but hilarious, because taking your kid to an armed robbery, let's just say taking your kid to an armed robbery,
mm-hmm.
not fun. Taking your kid to a bar, not fun.
Not fun.
All the places you could take your kid.
Taking them
to a bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Taking them to a park. Fine. Taking them to
fun.
Watch a TV show. Fine. Taking them to a TV show taping. Fine.
Right.
Taking them out to dinner.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
Fine.
Fun to a point.
To a point.
If they want to go.
Exactly.
So. It's kind of silly to bring your kid to an armed robbery and then you get arrested for whatever reason and then you expect it to be A-okay. How about no? How about people doing
like all hunky-dory
things?
No.
And
right,
you can't blame
and
the kid for getting arrested either. At that point, you made your bed. Now you're kind of...
You made your bed.
Now you have to.
Well, you made
pay
your bed.
The consequences.
Still lay in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like it or not. And the funnier thing is, The funnier thing is that how many times in your life do you ever get traumatized by taking your kid to an armed robbery?
True. Kid's going to be messed.
I was in an armed robbery when I was a
kid. Kid is going to have...
What? Says the, you know, he looks over. I could imagine this. What? Says the other kid. You know, and he looks over to the other kids going, you know.
The kid... Mm-hmm.
The kid
the
looks over the other
kid.
The point
in which the family...
The point in which you know...
The point in which you realize... The kid is going to be traumatized. And trauma sticks with
you.
No.
The point you realize... the point you realize that you've made a mistake when you're 30 and you
you now
know it, you know, it's like,
oh god,
you now know it and you go
and now there's no way you could
This is the point we knew that I had fucked up, you know, royally. So, now, you know, that is the kind of funnier thing about it, which also includes interrogating Barking Dog for free. You know...
Right.
Which could be very funny in the context. Where were you, Buck? On the Buck. Night of Buck. On the Night of Buck. I'd have no idea where I was on the Night of Buck. No idea at all. But I do know why I was breaking into the house.
Bark?
Well, you could tell us that.
Right.
You could tell us that.
Right.
And also, you could tell us,
right,
why did you have your kid with you?
Right.
I was hungry. You know,
to the point where people start to think, people start to really think about the issue, like their own mistake too.
Exactly. You know,
it's not as if you could now fix one times harder now. 10 times harder. Depend on.
Yeah. And the best part. What?
It's like, what more do you expect? What more can you actually expect from someone who just wants to act foolish?
Yeah, but also...
silly.
Also, the best... The best part about it is, you know...
Yes.
The best part about this is going, oh, yes, I have a plan. I'm going to bring my kid. And I'm going to hold a gun. Bring my kid, hold the gun. Hold the gun while I'm bringing my kid. And I'm going to bring it home, and it's going to be great. And... What the fuck did I just do?
That
makes
know.
No sense. That's a horrible decision.
That's a horrible decision.
Exactly.
What
like,
what What in the wide world of sports?
It's like,
not even wide world of sports. Not even wild world of sports. Like, totally not wild world of sports. Come
like,
on.
What in the wide world of sports am I doing?
Wide world of sports.
Right.
Yeah, no. You know.
You don't do that.
You don't do that.
You're
asking the problem.
You're just
I said, where did you get your, you know, kind of thing?
It's horrible that they have to go,
it's
that
funny
someone
too,
has to stoop so low.
Well, you don't know.
Because
I mean, like,
you're going to go on a crime spree. So someone could go on a crime spree and realize how much trauma will be attached to their kid.
Oh,
and
gosh. Oh, no.
Not exactly is a very, very, it's not exactly something that goes away.
No, but it is something that is very, it could be very, Pink Hood, what do you have for us in the world of disability news?
Yes, I found out a piece that says that disability is a dirty word. I see as my own take on it is having it, if someone is disabled and it's a adjective of describing your disability, that's one thing. For someone else to bring it up, that's another. And for those that could make comments, and also where I may not see myself as having a disability, I also know that my disability does not hinder me.
Exactly.
And if it's a meant to be, and for someone to have an invisible disability, like myself, why wouldn't I want to describe myself saying my disability in a sentence is, or whatever else. If it's used as an adjective, but there's always another way of looking at it. What are your thoughts? Or what do you guys think?
I mean,
because I think it's definitely twofold.
I mean,
in the sense of be respectful.
What I think is not...
That's all we can ask for.
Exactly.
A little respect and a little decency.
Exactly.
We don't want to be treated like a second-class citizen.
Right.
Or
even
a third-class. Like.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But it's more about the word. Just saying someone is disabled or has a disability. Would you guys consider it a dirty word? Because I look at it as not a dirty word, but more of a descriptor. It's not a negative. Only becomes a negative when someone brings it up as such.
Like, oh, he's disabled. He can't work.
Well, that's the natural thing of things. I was just a train journey.
Right.
And I was talking to the conductor who said, oh, you don't look like you have a disability. and I ended up reporting, and I saw her, and we had a really good talk about scamming and the and everything like that. But, you know, the way they run things is that they're trying to make sure...
Hey, looks can be deceiving.
Yeah, exactly. Although we all look young, you know.
Yeah.
It is
right.
Very much. Is very much a different thing. Where,
it's
things
different
don't look.
And people who might look healthy doesn't mean that we don't have disabilities.
Exactly. You know.
Quite frankly, it means that looks are deceiving and you can't expect someone to just go, oh, yeah, everyone, a disability is one form or another. Is one form. There's so many forms of disabilities. You're mistaken if you think a disability is all one thing. Is all one way. You're really mistaken.
You're wrong.
Even people travel. You don't know what kind of challenges they have. You don't know if someone who is looks completely normal has anxiety or has major travel issues if they're unfamiliar. You have no idea. That's like
right.
saying to someone, oh, just do. Go just do. It's like, come on.
But that's what we
no
been
one
taught.
Is no one there's a right.
That's what we've been taught.
Each
go,
disability,
just do.
Each person's challenge. What?
But that's what we've been taught. Go,
what,
just redhead? Do. That's what we've been taught, though.
Right.
Go, do, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it
mm-hmm.
almost seems like a fallacy. You know?
Mm-hmm.
When...
Or you look normal. Or people go and say, or people think, oh, you're normal, it doesn't matter. No. You're
no.
going to look and push someone and say, they're not disabled. They don't
like,
have
what?
Some sort of challenge. Then you're mistaken.
Like, what is normal?
Right.
Other
than the setting.
Last time I checked, normal is a setting on a washing machine.
Yeah, about to say,
normal is a setting
other,
on a washing machine.
A setting on a
washing
machine.
True.
I guess you can tell the. I guess you can tell the accent right there.
Yeah.
So if you're expecting someone to just be the way you would like them to be, even while traveling, even while going and pursuing any sort of vacation, any sort of trips, last time I checked, you don't know what everyone's needs are.
Right.
Who really knows what people's needs are, with the exception of the person who is needing to get those needs. To have
right.
their needs met.
Exactly.
And until people start to realize how much they're doing as a disservice, nothing's going to change. It's going to be a hell of an issue to bring up, especially when we just recently celebrated the ADA's 27th anniversary.
Right.
Let alone to be given an opportunity to be treated with respect that we deserve and would like to have given to us. And failing to do so only shows the inability to for progress as well.
I mean, inability for progress, yes, but also inability for, I think, everything that you want in the world. And just because you don't, don't see it, that doesn't mean that it's
doesn't
not there.
Doesn't mean that it's not there.
Exactly. Anyway,
quite frankly, someone could end up. And on the topic of travel, a couple from Kentucky actually launched an app to help with families with children on the autism spectrum, which is pretty awesome.
Cool.
That someone actually, a family stepped up, someone has stepped up and actually thought about ways to help people, not just think about their own needs, their own wants. And this is meant to aim to ease travel. And it's a startup, nonprofit in Birmingham, Alabama, which is a in style of a tech startup. Which deals with sensory disorders, post-trauma stress disorders, and aims to make it easier for folks to find disability-friendly spaces within unfamiliar climate, unfamiliar environments. And this deals with, it also has, and within the article, which can be found on www.al.com, that it even brought up, there's a quote that I'll be quoting right now. It says, if you have a loved one with a disability or a food allergy, you're traveling to, let's say, Birmingham, Alabama, the first thing you have to do is Google search what places accept your loved ones, your loved one. And Maha said, and it will show the most, and yeah, it's a brilliant thing. You can't deny that. That this will not only help people, not only people that are kids, but think about adults that are traveling too.
Yeah.
Yes, it's meant to help kids, but this could help everyone who has some sort of sensory issue. It even could be...
Could be what?
It could give our community a whole new leaf on life with traveling. Even to be able to figure out places that you might want to go to goes down about weights and issues that you might find, where I know that if I went to another theme park, I would have to take advantage of any ADA programs that such theme parks, like larger ones like like Disney Universal has because of, or, and even what, for people who have food allergies, to even be able to search and look for different things that could be beneficial to you, it's a very hard task to find, sometimes to even realize what restaurants are around there if you're living in a bubble. Or even trying to figure out what could actually be beneficial for you and your family to go to with not causing someone to have get sick.
Exactly.
And getting sick and having a food allergy is deadly.
Oh, yeah. Nothing
kind of like
when I
go down like
and
Virginia.
This could be...
I gotta find what's the...
This
like,
could be a revolutionary app. That's for sure. This could revolutionize even traveling. I hope this extends to internationally, too, because this could be helpful for everyone, not just in the United States. I would also hope that it even goes into different cruise lines, too, where there's, if you're going into a different area, to just figure out what's best for those in your party, too. Because I think the only way you're going to be able to fully enjoy yourself is to have the ability to feel comfortable in whatever space you're in.
Yep.
And not feeling concerned about, oh, am I going to get sick? Or, oh, do I have to worry about something happening? Or am I going to be accepted? Or will I have a space to relax if need be?
Right.
And having a sense of relaxation, especially if you have sensory issues, that's just, it's very wrong. It's very hard to just, it really needs to just bring up, really sparks more a conversation of what's actually needed than just pointing fingers and going, what should we do to help people? How about looking into different things? How about even before you travel, if a family doesn't have access to this app, call up whatever, if you're going to a theme park or going overseas, contact your hotel, figure out what's going on, if there's accessibility issues, find out what laws are over there to help you. You need help, because the only way you're going to get help is by doing your research. And this app could actually help a lot of people, give them more freedom to do. And overall, everyone deserves to be able to figure out and go and live life. And even to go on into situations that you might be unfamiliar with. Go and do something where you know that it has a familiar element to it. So then everyone could get to enjoy. And look into things that you could see being beneficial for everyone to enjoy, not just so everyone understands.
I think everybody understands, Pinkhood. I really do. I think you've made it, you've hit it home.
I know.
I think your PSA is fantastic. I support it. However, we have to go. We have to go and make more comedy.
I know.
And make more comedy rounds.
Yes.
So, on Monday...
Yes, we do.
On Monday, we find out what happened to the peanut butter guys. And we also find out how a boa constrictor relieved himself of a woman's face. So, tune in next
right,
week.
Yes.
Where we
on
will
that
have
note,
more...
we'll... Yes.
Yeah. And we will see you on Monday.
Goodbye.
Have a
good
night. Good night. Bye.
Night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.